Welcome to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch. Over the next hour, Dr. Lynch and her guests will recall epiphanous moments in their lives and maybe even inspire you to share your own. Now, here is your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to our last and closing episode of our show, Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. I am your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch, and I am excited to be here with you today. Thank you for tuning in, and for the next hour, I hope you find the show uplifting, enjoyable, and empowering. You know, endings are liberating and can be transitions to new beginnings, because we always have the choice to change directions in our endeavors. Hosting our show, Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, has been such a wonderful, uplifting, and inspiring experience for me. However, I've decided to follow my heart and exercise my freedom to change my direction and follow another path. I will say more about the discontinuance of our show in the last segment of the show. But today we have a distinguished guest, Susan Stone, who will be talking on the topic, the magical nature of humans. After being struck by lightning in 2010, Susan could see, hear, and smell beyond our three dimensions. She has spent the better part of 11 plus years researching and trying to understand the heightened sensitivities of not only herself, but others. Susan Stone was born to create. Her love of nature and her relationship with fairies led her to become a professional gardener and landscape designer for over 30 years. In between, she sprinkled teaching fine art at USBC and working as an award-winning designer and novelist. Today, to her credit, she is a Reiki master, also certified as a level 3 reconnection practitioner and crystal healer. She opened a metaphysical store in Port Royal in 2017 called Zen Den. This has become a local hangout and meeting place for fellow travelers in the mystic healing arts. She was also ordained as a minister and initiated as a shaman. Her practice includes personal healing and counsel, shamanic journeys, and vision quests. Her novel, We Heard You, was first published in 2011 and republished in 2021. Her new book, The Magical Nature of Humans, is subtitled We Are Much More Than We Appear to Be, and is expected to be released in the spring of 2023. I am so delighted and honored to have the amazing Susan Stone with us today. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Oh, Dr. Lynch, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Let's just jump right into it, Susan.
Okay.
Please tell us, how did you survive being struck by lightning?
Well, the safest place, supposedly, that you can be is inside of a car. But that's exactly where I was when this happened. I was the passenger in a car with two other friends. My friend Sarah was driving, and we came upon a storm. We drove into a storm that was so severe, it just turned to night on us. And it was raining so hard, we couldn't even see the front of the car. So we had to find a place to pull over. And as soon as she pulled over and put the car in park, everything around the car went hot white, royal blue, and then a red ball of energy that nothing I've ever seen in my life came through the window, hit me in the shoulder, and went out both of my eyes. Both of the women in the car witnessed it as one saw it as sparks and the other one saw it as neurons coming out of my body. It knocked the phone out of my hand. I was trying to call my husband to see how we could drive around the storm. And we kind of laughed because nobody was dead. But immediately, my world had changed. It changed within a matter of a second.
Wow, that is some experience you've had there. And how has your life changed? You talked about opening of your channels, and how has that changed your life?
Well, within 12 hours of the incident, it happened in the evening. By the next day, I could hear people talking. It sounded like a television was on in another room, just out of earshot. I could hear male and female voices. I could hear a cadence of conversation, but I couldn't hear specifically what was being said. The problem is that I was driving my car or even in the shower at the time when I could hear these voices. And for the first couple of weeks, the voices were nonstop. It was difficult to sleep. I could hear things all the time. I would say within the first couple of days, the shadow people started to appear. It started with a horse that walked past my greenhouse. I was inside potting herbs when this enormous shadow of a horse crossed right in front of me. And I could see through the walls of my greenhouse pretty clearly. I still stepped outside the door to see what it was or where it had gone. And there was nothing there. I saw birds flying across walls and across the ceiling of my house.
Wow. I'm just amazed that
This wasn't going away, that this was now part of my new experience. And it was through prayer that I asked to please filter out the background noise that I don't need, and please only let through information and voices that will actually be helpful to myself or others. And that changed everything in my practice. It changed everything in my world.
Wow. What an experience. So you've gained so much knowledge, from what you've just explained to us. What have you done with the knowledge that you've gained, Susan?
Oh my, it has really come in handy, I gotta tell you. If I think I'm going to turn right, they'll tell me, no, go left. I've come to completely rely on they who guide me. And I would be lying to you if I could tell you specifically who they are. But when I see clients now as a healer, I will hear their loved ones talking to me. They will tell me things about their loved one that would be helpful information. Nothing private, nothing that would be embarrassing. Can I just tell you one instance?
Sure, please.
I had a woman who I had never met before, and I knew nothing but her first name and her phone number. She came in and said she had come out of curiosity that she was not sick. And as soon as I called in my angels and backup team through a prayer, this woman appeared on the other side of the table. She was wearing what almost looked like a stewardess's uniform. Her hair was cut in a very sharp little page boy. And I got the impression that she was related to her on her mother's side. It's the way they stand. It's the way they kind of play charades with me. But they somehow make me understand who they are and what role they play in this person's life. So I immediately knew this woman was not here for me. And she kept putting words into my mouth and having me ask her specific things about her move to the low country, and had me just ask her specific things. And these aren't questions that I was curious about at all, but it was starting to bring up the fact that this woman was actually looking for a place to commit suicide.
Wow.
And I realized how grave this message was. And the woman said, tell her not to quit 5 minutes before the miracle. And at this point, She had actually given me her name. Well, she had kind of given me her name. She told me that her name was a nickname and that it was a short version of a longer name. And to me, it sounded like somebody was saying Jen or Jen. And so I repeated this to the woman and I said, I have someone here. I believe she's related to your mother and could be a friend of your mom or a cousin or a sister. But she's telling me that her name is Jen or Jen. And the woman said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anybody like that. And when I told her not to quit 5 minutes before her miracle happened, she got very agitated and she actually got up off the table and she went out and started putting her shoes on. She realized that something that I was getting information about her that she didn't want me to have. So in the middle of putting her shoes on, she looked at me and she said, Genevieve. Mm-hmm. And the woman standing across the room started jumping up and down. And I said, yes, it's Genevieve. And she said, that was my mother's sister who died when I was 6 weeks old. Wow. And I said, darling, she has been your guide and one of your angels your whole life. She's been protecting you and she has been walking with you. And she doesn't want you to quit 5 minutes before your miracle. Whatever is wrong is almost over. Whatever it is that is making you feel hopeless is almost at an end. And I said, I just, please give it some time. I never saw her again as a client, but a year later, I did see her in a grocery store. I did not approach her and I don't think she saw me. I just felt relieved that she waited 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I hope she got her miracle, but she was still alive. So it's that kind of thing, that things that I couldn't possibly know about someone that their loved ones will clue me in on. They will give me everything I need to be of service to this person. And I haven't been able to hide where I get the information. I don't know most of these people, you know, more than their name and phone number. I don't know them from a can of paint. I couldn't possibly know what they need psychologically, physically, emotionally. But their loved ones do. And they take that opportunity knowing that they have a clear channel that they can get their message through. And they use me in that way. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful the way it happens. It's beautiful the way it comes out. So far, no one's taken it the wrong way. I don't march into a place like Teresa Caputo and offer them a reading or, a message. Although I have approach people in public before when their loved ones are so insistent that there's something that that person needs desperately, and I will give them a little encouragement. So, you know, I put myself out there. It may be a little weird, but it's so helpful to others. It's not about me. It's always about
them. Yes, that's beautiful. Putting yourself out there, it's not about you. It's always about them. At this point, we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we return, we'll continue our discussion with Susan Stone on the magical nature of humans. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and need to get away from the chaotic hustle and bustle of your busy life, Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, is a place where individuals and couples can schedule a 1 to 3 day stay to unwind, rest, and relax. Gather your thoughts and get into alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. During your retreat at Blist, you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of a range of amenities and services, or just enjoy time being with yourself in a contemplative, sacred healing space. After your stay at Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, you will leave refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed. To customize your retreat program, call 347-526-5116 or email vlynch@createwhole.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back to the show. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, the amazing Susan Stone, on the magical nature of humans. And I'd like to ask you, Susan, the question, how do you see or sense what we cannot see?
That's a great question. If you have heard of the Clairs, the clairvoyance is woke up inside of me, and the clairvoyance is seeing without your physical eyes. It's what we see when we close our eyes. Clairaudience is when we hear things that are not audible to anybody else in the room. It's something that just you can hear. And then clairsentient is feeling. It's the empathic part of us that feels what other people feel. But it also is that part of us that is the knowing. When we suddenly know something we did not know just a moment before. So I don't really know how any of this works. I have been trying to navigate this whole new world for almost 12 years. And I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've learned a lot about the appropriateness of letting people know that I know what I know when I know it. So, you know, I realize that not everybody does hear what I hear, and that not everybody does pick up what I pick up. For instance, a friend of mine who died years ago, I called him Uncle Bruce, and the world called him the Marlboro Man. And about once a month, somebody will light a cigarette in our living room. My husband, every once in a while, he can smell it, but I always smell it. I always know when Bruce is in the room. So, every once in a while, other people pick up on what's going on, but mostly it's just kind of like a little personal thing just for me.
Wow. So that happens to you right now still?
It happens to me. It never stops.
Wow.
I have a heightened sensitivity that never shuts off.
Wow.
I'm really fortunate that they who guide me have been able to filter out noise and background conversations that don't involve me. But when something will help another person, when there's somebody in my field that needs some support, their loved ones will let me know what they need, or they'll cause me to do a random act of kindness or something. Mm-hmm. And it'll be exactly what that person needed. So it's the intuition is just off the charts. The lightning has caused me to know things I couldn't possibly know through channels that, you know, I wish I could name them. I wish I could say that, oh, so-and-so is talking to me. I just call them they who guide me, because the cast of characters seems to change throughout the day, and it changes depending on who I'm standing in front of, because their team joins my team, and they give me more information.
That's amazing. I love that. And do you sense the potential in us, in the rest of us?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I've noticed. I mean, that's why I'm writing this next book. It's called The Magical Nature of Humans, because that's what I have discovered. I mean, I know I got mine kind of all at once and kind of all in bulk when I got struck by lightning. But what I'm noticing is that people everywhere have special gifts that they don't even realize are special because it comes so naturally to them. You know, I mean, like, discernment and patience are probably not on the top 10 super sexy superpowers. But if you're taking care of elders or children, patience is the one to have. And discernment is really helpful when you're in business. It tells you who to trust. So not everybody knows the phone is about to ring. Not everybody knows that what's going to happen tomorrow, or be able to pick up the past of another person. But we all do have heightened senses. It's just that it's so natural to us, we don't realize it. So I'm hoping to, through this book, bring out the magical nature in each and every person, and that we can all see ourselves as part of the human orchestra. Maybe somebody over there is playing the kettle drums and that person is really good with numerology. You know, maybe some person over on the other side just has this hyper, you know, compassion and feels and can, and knows when people, you know, need their help. So we all have these gifts. And just some are just louder or more obvious than others. Most people's gifts are kind of subtle. And so they don't realize how special they are. But yeah, we all have this.
Yes, we all are very special. That's beautiful. I love that. And in your book, your next book, I understand that it tells the story of, you know, ordinary people who have experienced the extraordinary just like you. Well, how and where did you find them?
They found me. My goodness. I mean, news spread so fast about this incident that happened to me. And I, without any advertising on my part, kind of became a local, you know, go ask Susan. Go ask Susan. She'll ask the angels, or she'll ask your loved ones. Go ask Susan. And so people found me. Wow. I have a little store here in town, and that kind of puts me in the public eye on a weekly basis. And people have come to trust the answers that come to me. It sounds a little egotistical. I don't know how to make it not sound that way. It is such a gift, and it is not my doing. They who guide me make me sound so smart. I really appreciate that. Not
I love
to diminish my own intelligence at all, you know. But Susan Stone couldn't possibly know these things about people, you know.
Yeah, I love how they find you. You know, what they need, they find a person that brings that blessing, that gift to them. That's wonderful.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, whether I'm shopping for shoes or whether I'm behind the counter of my own store, the angels will find people, or they will send me to places where I will meet someone who needs my help. And that I find so fascinating, because I just think I'm out shopping for shoes. But the fact that I ended up in a very specific store at a very specific time, that there was someone who needed a comforting message, that just blows my mind.
Yeah. Wow. Susan, you live in the oldest town in America.
Yes, I do.
What is it like to be in historic places, and can you visit these places, these sites?
I have to really kind of prepare myself to go into a courthouse or to go into an area where you know, because I'm here in Port Royal, South Carolina, right on the coast, and we are now, after an archaeological dig recently, the oldest town in America. We have pirate energy here. We have a lot of slave energy left over here. This is the old South, and a lot of history happened here. In fact, Sherman marched across one of the fields of a place where a plantation where I was the gardener. And I could still hear the soldiers marching. I could still hear the slaves singing. I could hear their slave songs, as they were very rhythmic. And they did it to help ease their labor and to link all of them together, you know, to make it more efficient. I can, even the cats on that property actually could hear the ghosts there. It was incredible. There are places I cannot go. There are places that are too painful and are just so, where the energy is still so fresh that I cannot go there. There's a slave market in Charleston. I can't go anywhere near it. I can smell the body odor. I can smell awful things. I can hear people being torn from each other. I can hear the desperation in their voices. And I can hear chains. I can hear auctioneers. It is just, there are some places I simply cannot go. But any place that I have a reason to be, any place that I have a good reason to be. I can prepare myself. I can kind of filter or put shields around myself energetically. And I can ask my team of angels and guides, please protect me here. Please allow me, you know, fortify me. Give me what I need to be able to do the work that I need to do in this place. You know, please make it easier for me. And they do. They'll tone down the noise, or they'll pull back the odors, or they'll minimize it to a point that I can physically withstand it. Because there are places I physically have not been able to go. It'll wow. hit me like in my solar plexus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. And they'll turn it down. They'll listen when you ask them to
they
something.
Will.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You mentioned your metaphysical store. Tell us about your business, Susan, and your store. How do you work with people?
Well, I feel like I built the island of misfit toys. I mean, we are all the people who come in my store are the people who are the black sheep of their families. We're the weirdos of our neighborhoods. And we all feel normal there, you know? So I opened up this store just because there was nothing like it on the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. So I needed incense and sage and things for my shamanic practice, crystals and that type of thing. And there was just no place to buy them down here. So I opened up a shop, and it attracts like-minded people. It attracts people kind of like me who either are interested in healing or interested in metaphysical things, concepts, teachings. And it's become a really important part of the community. Not only do we start kids off with their first crystals and talk about science and geology and all that cool stuff, but just a couple of weeks ago, I opened the store, and my first customer was a 9-year-old little girl being brought in by her mother because she's the only one in the family that can hear the ghosts. This child lays in her bed at night terrified because she can hear people walking around and she can hear voices. And I said, well, congratulations, kiddo, you're just like me. And I said, you can deal with this without even leaving your bed. I said, how many people do you know in heaven? And she named two cats and her grandparents. And I said, you call them and you ask them to stand around your bed at night so that you won't be afraid. But to those who are disembodied in your house, those used to be real people and they need your help. They come to us, they know they can hear them. And all you have to do is call your guardian angel to call their guardian angel to walk them home. They're just misplaced. They missed their chance to go into the light for whatever reason, and they're stuck, and they don't know what to do, and they're tired of being ignored, and they're tired of not being seen, and that's usually when they start acting up. But this little 9-year-old got a big grin on her face. I said, do you think you can do that? And she goes, yep, I can do that. And it was just so, she was so brave, you know? I mean, she knew on some level that she was special in her family. Not that she was odd or something was wrong with her. It made her feel special. And not all families will celebrate that kind of specialness in their children. But I am so fortunate to meet so many families down here who have really gifted kids. These kids are just amazing.
Yes.
It's like they never went to sleep. it's like they remember the face of God.
Yes.
They often remember their angels.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. Magical nature of humans is about to become very normal.
Yes. I love how you said it called their guardian angel to walk them home. That is so powerful a statement. I love that.
Well, even these folks who have died, they still have a guardian angel, but somehow the separation has occurred.
Yes.
I won't pretend to understand it. I just know that it works.
Yes. Awesome.
I get called all the time to send people home.
Yes.
Not only have I been doing hospice work for over 30 years, But because of my reputation as someone who can hear them, I get called to a lot of new homes or That's old homes, I should say.
Wow. What a special gift. And what legacy, Susan, would you like to leave behind?
Oh, just to be true to yourself. My golly. I mean, I would just, it took me so long to be comfortable with my authentic self. It took a long time to make my peace with being different and having something so incredible happen to me that I, you know, I just knew it was a gift. I knew immediately that it was a gift, not only because I wasn't dead, but because I suddenly knew things I couldn't possibly have known before. So this has just always felt like a blessing, like I got struck by a blessing. It never felt like, oh, poor me, even when I was going blind last year. I mean, I had 5 eye surgeries, and the last one failed. In August last year, I had to hire other people to run my store because I was going blind. And then a miracle happened. So I don't think any of this was meant to hurt me or harm me. It certainly redirected the purpose of my life. Mm-hmm. I've always been pretty helpful, but I think I'm compulsively helpful now. Hopefully not compulsively, but I'm, you know, it feels good to serve humanity. It feels good and it feels right to be there for people who have questions. And yes, it just feels only right to share freely what I have been given.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. That is so wonderful. Just before we go to break, I just wondered if you had any last word of wisdom or inspirational insight that you'd like to share with our listeners.
I would just say, be yourself. Own it. Be your authentic self. If you know something is about to happen, own that. If you, you know, I mean, be yourself. You know, your magical nature is amazing. And these are God-given gifts that are meant to be used. They may be confusing, but they're meant to be used.
Yes, be yourself. That's such an important insight and message. Thank you so much for that. And at this time, we're going to take another short break, commercial break. And when we return, we'll continue with our discussion with our guest, Susan Stone, on the topic, the magical nature of humans. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and need to get away from the chaotic hustle and bustle of your busy life, Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, is a place where individuals and couples can schedule a 1 to 3 day stay to unwind, rest, and relax. Gather your thoughts and get into alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. During your retreat at Blist, you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of a range of amenities and services, or just enjoy time being with yourself in a contemplative, sacred healing space. After your stay at Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, you will leave refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed. To customize your retreat program, call 347-526-5116 or email vlynch@createwhole.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, seniors' accounts of overcoming challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back to our show. If you're just joining us, we're talking with our amazing guest, author, healer, ordained minister, and shaman, Susan Stone, on the topic, The Magical Nature of Humans. Susan, I understand you have a free gift for our listeners. Please tell us about it and how our listeners can access it.
I do. I would like to offer my first novel. It is a message for humanity that is called We Heard You. You'll be able to find the book through YBR Publishing. However, I would like to give you a copy that you can contact me by emailing me at zendenpr@gmail.com. That is zendenpr, as in Port Royal, @gmail.com. Just send me an email and tell me that you're interested in my book, and I'd be happy to sign a copy for you and send it out. It is a story that started with a prayer. I asked God what I could do to help our world. And about 3 weeks later, this book started coming out of the palms of my hands. It is a amazing story, but it's the message for humanity that is so encouraging. We really have not ruined our world. We really have not gone too far. Everything is not only fixable, it's healable. We are healing our world right now. And I do believe that humanity is going to the next level of consciousness, or next level of its evolution, and we're doing it consciously. So this is about us waking up to our own potential, but also waking up to a reality that we maybe did not realize was real. That was my story. I was very naive and did not understand the world I actually live in. I kind of made my own reality fit my own narrative. And this book kind of opened up my eyes, but it also gave me a lot of hope for our future. So it's called We Heard You, published by YBR Publishing, but just email me and I'd be happy to send you a signed copy.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me on the show today, Dr. Lynch. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Thank you for such a generous gift. This is really awesome. And how can people connect with you? Is that the same email?
Yeah, that's the same email, but I'm also on Facebook. So I have my own personal page, just Susan Stone. And mm-hmm. then I also have a page for my store called Zenden, Zenden Port Royal.
Awesome.
You can find us on Facebook. But if you have any questions for me, just email me. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Yes. And thank you. It's been such a joy having you on the show. Thank you so much again for being our guest today. This
is
just
my
amazing.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for asking.
You're quite welcome. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this episode concludes our final show in this series of Something Happened, Seniors' Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. The show was created to empower seniors who had epiphanous moments and wanted to serve by sharing wisdom through their stories to inspire and help others overcome challenges and to know they are not alone. The purpose of the show has been to provide inspiration, encouragement, motivation, techniques, strategies, and reinforcement on how to cope with your obstacles and know that you too can overcome and make positive changes in your life. I hope the show meant as much to you as it has meant to me. During the show, I brought on guests who have experienced various challenges and obstacles, been through a lot of pain and suffering, have shared aha moments and how they navigated and overcame those obstacles and challenges. Throughout this show series, we've presented a distinguished list of guests who have shared a plethora of information, insights, strategies, wisdom, and resources, as well as offered free special gifts to our listeners. Some of our featured guests included Kelly Falado, author and burn survivor, who shared her powerful story of how she overcame the challenge of being the ugly Scarface girl to being the most inspirational person of 2020. And she reminded us that ugly is always beautiful. Dr. Queen Ida White, who in her late 60s was crowned Miss Senior Queen of the United States Virgin Islands and went on to earn the Most Impactful Award of 2022, as well as the title of Ms. Grand Dame Universe, and told us to connect, care, create, and celebrate. We had Gary Rogers, master teacher and public speaker, who has a long work history in the motion picture and television industry, working with various stars like Charlton Heston, who shared how to navigate and overcome the challenges of the internet and how to make a six-figure income using a 60-second elevator pitch. We also had Catherine Paikin, a retired social worker, who talked about her life's journey in making sense of a sibling's death and shared tips, strategies, and resources on how to cope and find meaning in life after losing someone critical to your well-being. We also had Dorothy Randall Gray, evolutionary thought leader and author, artist, and poet, who encouraged us to put your soul between the lines when writing to access a source of unlimited creativity, transformation, and empowerment. And then there was Dr. Jean Marie Farish, Voice America host of Love Light Show, who reminded us that it's all about love. Self-love is an inside job, and we all have the freedom to choose to love ourselves because love is the medicine. And last but certainly not least, we had Dr. Rebbe Sipi Wadonsky, who talked about spiritual improv and the courage to enter the unknown. It's been so much fun hosting this show series. I'd like to thank the Voice America team, the engineers, and my executive producer for their amazing support in making the Something Happened talk show a reality. I'd also like to thank our listeners for tuning in to our weekly live broadcasts, as well as accessing the on-demand shows. I hope you all have enjoyed the show and have been inspired and empowered. I have thoroughly enjoyed being, bringing the show to you. It has been my great honor and pleasure to have been the host of Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. I am Dr. Veronica R. Lynch, and I'm coming to you from World Voice America Empowerment Channel, and I'm wishing you much peace and many, many blessings. And as always, live, laugh, and be happy.
Thanks for listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. We hope we have inspired you with our stories today. Until the next time we share, have a wonderful week.